Okay, today is Daf Lama Gimel. We're on Lama Gimel on the third line where it says Abaya, and today's shiur is sponsored by the Freud family, Le'ilu Nishmas, Esther Ruchama Bas Chaim Halevi. Shama Shavan Leah. Okay, so Abaya, Masader, Ma'aracha, Mishmei de Gemara, Ba'aliba de Abishol. Abaya would say, arranged, he recorded the goings on in the Beit HaMikdash in the name of tradition, in the name of Abishol. Because, believe it or not, this is not uniformly accepted. It's machlokas. Some machlokas is in here. So Abaya's tradition came from Abishol, who disputed others regarding certain details. Okay, which is a funny tradition when it's not authoritative. But, okay, the details, the exactly. Yeah, at least 300-400 years later. And the details are very minor. They're very minor. 90% of it's the same, but still, details are still details. This is what Abaya did. We say this every morning. Now, the Gemara is going to stop every... The Gemara is going to quote the whole thing in full and then go back and question every part.
It's like you saying, I'm giving you a schedule of what happened in the 1600s and your authority. How are you an authority? You got this from your...
So I have a theory. Torah. First of all, I have a theory that in the olden days... time went slower. What that means is there were people that lived before World War One, right before World War One, that lived in the early 1900s, and they had a connection to, let's say, people that had lived in the same town from 300 years before, which today doesn't apply. They didn't see those people. They were dead for 300 years. But the traditions were so strong in that town, there was nothing else to do. The traditions were so strong, they could go to the cemetery and cry over looking at gravestones from the great from 300 years before. That's the theory I have. And after World War One, that changed.
That's because of Europe. After the destruction of Europe,
that correct.
Was gone.
No, but I could still have a shaykhis to someone from living 400 years ago, but I don't. Some Zayda. I think in those days, the connection was literally stronger. It's a theory that I have. You know? What? No, it's something I think that the society was built in such a way where it was more ingrained to the cemetery and you'll see these old 400-year, and they were crying that they lost their great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. For 400 years before. And to us, it's my great, it's true, it's a relative, it doesn't have the same effect. And then it did. So for Abaya to record events that were 400 years old, it's far away, it's 400 years, 400 years. But I think the time passed in a slower way, and it meant more. Just a theory that I have. You know, it's not a theory, like, it's in some level it's certainly true. People before World War One will write about times of Shabtai Tzvi, which were in the 1600s. So they're writing about things that were 300 years, and they're writing about it like it happened yesterday.
Yeah, because that put a fear into everybody.
But it's not just the fear, it's the connection to it. It's a certain connection that they had.
The fear was the connection.
Doesn't have to be about Shabbat Tzvi, it could be about anything. It could be about there was a drought, or someone had twins, whatever it is. 300 years later, it was like it was yesterday. You agree with what I'm saying? It's a different kind of thing. And after World War One, it all changed. That all changed.
The world split up?
The world split up, and time goes much faster now. There's no memory today. It's a different kind of world. And that's what I think. So it's not easy, but Abaya had no problem sitting down. You know what went on there? Basically, let me tell you what went on. Right? He had no problem doing that.
They were closer to
the Messiah. He wasn't there. He never saw it.
They were closer to the
Messiah. Exactly. They were closer to ancestors.
Yeah,
even though they weren't alive. Abaya never saw Abishol. They lived 300 years apart, at least, if not more. Right? They never saw each other. But they were, Abishol said. It's like my mother told me. Right? It's like such a... Okay. Anyway. Abaya Masada Ma'aracha Meshvei Degemar Libad Abishol. Ma'aracha Gedola. The first Ma'aracha, meaning setting up the big Mizbeach, Kodemes L'Ma'aracha Shniyah Shal Ketores. That happened before. Again, on the Mizbeach, there were at least three fires. One was the big one. Another one was a little one. And that little one was where they would take the fire and bring it to the Mizbeach HaPanimi for the Ketores. So the first one, the Maracha Gedola Kedemes Maracha Shnei Shal Ketores. Maracha Shnei Shal Ketores Kedemes L'Shnido Shnei Gizri Eitzim. The Maracha Shnei of the Ketores came before taking two logs to set up the Maracha Gedola, which was just a procedure that they did. Sidur Shnei Gizri Eitzim Kodem L'Dishan Mizbeach HaPanimi. That happened before the Mizbeach HaPanimi. Dishan cleaning out the inner Mizbeach. Dishan Mizbeach HaPanimi Kodem Latavas Chamesh Neiros. The cleaning up the Mizbeach HaPanimi happened before setting up the five Neiros. Hatavas Chamesh Neiros Kodem Ladam Tamid. Setting up the five candles came before the Dam Tamid. Dam Tamid Kodem Latavas Shtei Neiros. The Dam Tamid came before setting up two Neiros. Hatavas Shtei Neiros Kodem LaKetores. Setting up the two Neiros came before the Ketores. Ketores Kodem LaEvarim. The Ketores came before burning the limbs of the Karban Tamid. Evarim LaMincha. That happened before the Mincha, the Mincha that accompanied the Ketores, the Karban Tamid. Mincha LaChavitin. The Mincha came before the Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. Chavitin LaNesachim. The Chavitin came before the Nesachim of the Karban Tamid. The Gemara is going to ask, what's it sticking in the Chavit in the middle of the Karban Tamid? What are you doing? Nesachim LeMusafin. The Nesachim of the Karban Tamid came before any Musaf. If it was a Shabbos, a Yontif, or Rosh Chodesh. Musafin LeBazichin. The Musafin came before the Bazichin on a Shabbos. Bazichin LeTamid Shalvein Harbayim. Shenemar, V'hikter Aleha Chel BeHashlamim, Aleha Hashlem Kalak Abonos Kulam. The last thing that happened was the Karban Tamid. That's the order of the day. Now, two things. Number one, why didn't we record like this? First came this, then this, then this. Why is it that? But this came before this, and this came before this. Such a backwards way to say it. Right? Right. This is a backwards way. This came before this. We started in order. But it's a funny way to say it. So I don't really have an answer. I don't really have an answer except to say that the reason why it's written like that is to demonstrate to you the zrizus of the Kahanim. The mom is waiting to jump in to do it. But that has to come first. Then you can come. That's what I saw an answer like that. They're waiting, they're chomping at the bit, waiting to do the avodah. No, that has to come first. Then you can go. Otherwise, I don't have an answer. That's one thing I wanted to say. The second thing is, Tosfos asks, where on earth is the Shuman Sedeshin? The first thing you do is Shuman Sedeshin. Second Tosfos, Tamali, Amai Loka Chashiv Nami Shuman Sedeshin. What happened to the Shuman Sedeshin? The Havyanami Tchilas Avodah D'Yamama. What happened to that? B'tzarech Lama, you have to say, Vishum D'Zimnen, sometimes, Makdimen Otsa Vashmaris Mishona, Umechatzos. Sometimes they would do the Shuman Sedeshin very early in the morning. And then they wouldn't do anything for 3 hours. 4 hours. Because you can't bring the Karban Tam until the morning. Shuman Sedeshin you can do after Chatzos. So, what do they do? Do the Shuman Sedeshin, take a 5 hour break and then come back? Not going to mention that. Right? Hilkach loka chashiv la. Shai hefzik gadol beina ubein hani. Dika chashiv. Such a long break. They didn't want to mention it. Why not? I don't know. Avol hanach dika chashiv ha yiragil latzotzen b'zeh achazeh. Here, everything that happened was one after the other. Except, of course, to the Talmud Shal Bein Harbayim, which was after the whole day. But okay. That's the first answer. Seder Hayom, right. What? Because the Seder Hayom involves the Mizbeach. It revolves around the Mizbeach. Except for the menorah, everything revolves around, in the Ketores, the fire came from that Mizbeach. The whole day revolves around that Mizbeach. Inami, another answer, Yeshama Chumas Hadeshin Iker Mitzvah Sarak Balayla. The Iker Mitzvah is at night. Avalhani, Iboy Lav Din Libi Imama, or Rishus Biyadam. Here it's by day.
That's what we were saying. If they want to do it today, they have Rishus.
Right. What?
It's supposed to be during the day. I mean, if they
want to
do it during the day, it's okay.
Right. Right. It can't be at night, though.
The rest
exactly. That's why I didn't mention it. Right, it's a funny way to tell us. I agree with you. Okay. So that was the whole. Now we're going to go. Now we're going to go back and dissect it. Omar. Here we go. Maracha Gedola Kodemet La Maracha Shnia Shal Ketores. The Maracha Gedola came before the second Maracha of the Ketores. Menalim, how do you know that? So, D'Tanya, it says like this. Hi ha'ola al mokda al ha-mizbeach kol ha-layla. Zu maracha gedola. That's the maracha gedola. That's the big fire. That never went out. V'esh ha-mizbeach tukad bo. Zu maracha shnia shal ketores. That's the maracha shnia of the ketores. Right? Now, that pasuk is in part, I think it's in Tzav. It says, Tzav is Arav is born of Lemur. Zos Torah ha'ola. I'm reading the pasuk. Hi ha'ola al mokta. This is the ola on the fire. Al ha-mizbeach, kol ha-layla, ara-boker, ve'esh ha-mizbeach tukad bo. It's one pasuk. It's one pasuk. First comes that one, and then comes that one. So how do you know that one's that one, and that one's that one? How do you know the first words are the big maracha and the second? How do you know that? It says the Gemara of Epochana. Let's switch it. Why don't you switch it around? Right? What kind of question is that? Why don't you switch it around? The Ritva says, the Tosfos Yeshanim says, Ein Mukta Mucha Batorah. Ein Mukta Mucha Batorah is the same pasuk? It's a funny question. Right? What's the Gemara asking? So the Gemara says, no, Mistabra Maracha Gedola Adifa. It makes sense to say that Maracha Gedola comes first. Why? Shekein Kaparosa Maruba. That's the whole, all the Kaparos taking place except for the Ketores. So it makes so much sense to say that goes first and the Ketores, which is one detail, that comes second. Right? Adarabba, just the opposite. Maracha Shnei Adifa. The second one's better. Meaning the one going into the Kodesh. For the Ketores is better. Why? It's going inside to the Kodesh. The Maracha Gedola doesn't do that. Afilu haki, nevertheless, kaparotza meruba adifa. Doesn't matter. True, it has a maila. However, the Maracha Gedola is better. Why? It still has more things. V'baiseima, or another answer I'll give you. Ilo mishkachat etel maracha shnia. Let's say, for whatever reason, there was no maracha shnia in which to use to go take to the Ketores. Didn't have one. Mi lo moil ma'ayel maracha gedola. Wouldn't they take from the big maracha? In other words, they need fire in the little mizbeach for the Ketores. So they took from the little one. There's a little fire on top of the mizbeach. They would use that to bring to the little mizbeach. And what if they didn't have it? They would take from the big fire. So the big fire has to come first. Undisputed. Next. Maracha shnia shel Ketores. The maracha shnia kodemes l'sidur shnei gizri eitzim. Right, there was a din or a mitzvah, some idea to bring two logs every morning to the Maracha Gedola. It was just a formality. They didn't need them. But the Ketores came before that. That's what we said. So first they lit the big fire. Then they took it from the little fire, brought it into the Mizbeach. Then the little Mizbeach. Then they would come back and light two logs to the big fire. So Menalon, how do we know they did that? Right? Right? Dichsiv. So the Ritva said, because what are you going out of order for? You're doing this, then you're going to the Ketores, then you're going back, like going out of order. It's a funny thing to do. So therefore, this is it. You have the place? You have it? You have what to? You have the place. You follow? You don't have it?
No.
We're like two-thirds down, where it says, Dichsiv, Ubir Aleha HaKohen Eitzim Baboker Baboker.
Thank you.
Aleha on it. Velo al chaverta, not on its friend. What does that mean, velo al chaverta? Not on its friend, right? Not on the little fire,
yeah.
On the big fire. These two eitzim go, not on the little one. Michlal. What do you see from here? De isya le chaverta. In other words, I could light the little fire, but I don't. I use the Shnei Gizri Eitzim for the big fire. But there's a little fire here. Why is there a little fire here? Because I lit one to be able to use for the Ketores. I don't put the two logs here. The two logs go on the big one. V'hai Aleha, but this word Aleha, miboyle legufe. It's needed for itself. That what? That you put the logs here. How can it teach you that it's used for to tell you that it goes on the big fire and not the little fire. So the Gemara says, Tre'olev Sivi. Really, it says Aleha twice. It says Oleh. It says Ubir Oleha Hakohen Eitzim Baboker Baboker VaArach Oleha HaOla. One is for itself, and one is that the two Gizri Eitzim come before. That come after you with a little fire. The truth is, points out the Ritva. It says Oleha three times in that pasuk. Right? It says three times Aleha in that pasuk. The third one, don't worry about the third one. Next. Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim called the Moldishim Mizbech HaPanimi. Then the two Gizrei Eitzim came before cleaning out the inner Mizbeach, where you're going to light the Ketoros in a few minutes. Afagaf Tahachaksiv Baboker Baboker. Vahachaksiv Baboker Baboker. It says Baboker Baboker twice to both of them. Afilu Hachi Machshir Adif. Even still, machshir is better. What's machshir? Cleaning out. What's machshir? I'm sorry. What?
Getting it ready.
Yeah. Right. So what's getting ready? The Shnei Gizrei Eitzim before the Mizbeach HaPanimi. Right? Okay. Machshir, my new. What's machshir here? Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. Shnei Gizrei Eitzim.
Is it about Dishim Mizbeach?
No. What? Right.
Doesn't that apply to the Tishim Mizbeach?
No. It means the Shnetzer Gemara asks the next line. Machshir Mayniu. What does that Machshir mean? It means Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. It means Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. I ba'amarta Shnei Gizrei Eitzim l'racha gedola ozli. But those two Eitzim go for the racha gedola. That's exactly what Mr. Clark's question is. Not the Ketores. So the Gemara answers, Amar Yirmiyah, yes. The hard Gemara here. Shum Eitzim. It means any Eitzim. Right? The concept of Eitzim. Meaning, we're going to take Eitzim from the racha shni. How do you get a fire from one place to another place? You carry it in a piece of wood. You can't carry fire by itself. So it means any wood. Any wood. Shum Eitzim. Any wood. Meaning the Maracha Shnia. That's one answer. Ravina Amar, Hoel Vehitzchel Mabaracha Gomer. Since we started the Maracha, we finish it. And Ravashi Omar, Ilo Mishkach Eitzim Maracha Shnia, Milo Ma'ayel Mi Maracha Gedola. Wouldn't we take from the big one? Therefore, what's the order? Getting back, the order is Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, and then the Mizbeach HaPanimi. So it's like this. First, Maracha Gedola, then the Maracha Shnia to light the Ketores, which we're going to use to burn the Ketores in the inside, then Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, then on the big one, then go clean out the Mizbeach. Right, so going back and forth. V'dishin Mizbeach HaPanimi kodim lahatavas chamesh neiros. Then the cleaning out the Mizbeach HaPanimi comes before what?
The last five.
Before the first five. My time, what's the reason for that? Amar Abaya, Gemara, Gamirna, it's a Gemara, it's a tradition. Svar lo yadan, there's no reason for that. There's no reason for that.
Another reason.
Rav, that's Abaya. Abaya says, I don't have a reason for that. Rava Amar, Kiddurish Lakish. The Amar Shlakish, Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvah. No. The reason is very simple. You can't pass over a mitzvah. What does it mean you can't pass over a mitzvah? Rashi says something very difficult. Rashi says in the bottom, Hapogea b'mitzvah. If you bump into a mitzvah, lo yavir mimena. You can't pass over it. Now that, so far, that's not controversial. That's not controversial. The next line's, what?
You do it every day?
Every day. The next line's controversial. How do you know that you can't pass over a mitzvah? How do you know that? Where's the makar for that? So I would have said, it's common sense. The nafkulon b'mechilta. It's learned out from the Mechilta. What does it say in the Mechilta? It says, Ushmartem es hamatzos. Guard the matzos. Kari lei es hamitzvos. We read it mitzvos. Lo tamtin lei. Don't hang around. Don't wait. Shetachmitz. That the mitzvah will become like chametz. The tiyashen. And become old. That, I would have, in a million years, never would have said that. That means that I could do a mitzvah. You know what? I'll do a mincha later. I'll daven later. Don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah, I'll do that mitzvah tomorrow. Yeah, I'll go call my mother tomorrow. I'll do that later. No, don't do that. Be a zaris. Be someone who takes things, takes the bull by the horns and does mitzvahs. I can't pass over a mitzvah? How does that get to that? Right? So Tosfos has a whole thing over here that the Makor is by the Mizbeach, by the corners of the Mizbeach with the Dam. So you see they have to go, you can't go out of order. You walk over here, you see over here. Right? There's a whole complicated way how you learn Ein Rav Yirin Alam Mitzvos. Rashi, it's a very beautiful idea not to let Mitzvos get stale. The Ein Rav Yirin Alam Mitzvos. It's a big jump, no? I thought that's a leap. No? Right, so don't pass over a mitzvah. Now we're going to get to Ein Rav Yirin Alam Mitzvos. The truth is, that Ein Rav Yirin Alam Mitzvos only really applies, it really only applies when you have two mitzvahs to do, and at the same time, so do whichever one's right here in front of you. To say that it means don't let the mitzvah get stale when you have only one mitzvah, that's a different thing. Don't be lazy. Don't take a backseat to mitzvahs.
Are you saying it's more like a gzoil mitzvah to pass it over?
Yeah, so we're going to see in a minute. We're going to see with the talus, right? Your talus is over here. Your tefillin, don't pass over your tefillin to get to your talus. Don't do that. It's right in front of you. That's how you put your talus in front, so you reach your talus first. Because you're supposed to put in your talus first. Why are you supposed to put in your talus first? Because Malam Bakodesh. So don't pass over the talus to get to the... Don't do that. That makes sense. They're both in front of you. Whichever one's right here first, go do. Same thing with challah. Don't make the challah in front of you. So you don't have to pass over. Go to the other challah. Right? All these things. It's meaning there's two mitzvahs in front of you. Not that the mitzvah shouldn't get stale. It's a different idea. It's a good idea. I'm not belittling it. Chas v'shal. It's a beautiful idea. Don't let mitzvahs get stale. Don't be lazy. Okay. The chi'ay
lehechol. Wait a second. We said that he likes the first body.
Yeah, we're going to get to
and
that.
And he goes away from it. So what's
up? Right now? Gemara's going to ask that question tomorrow. The chi'ay lehechol. With chi'ay lehechol. When you walk into the hechol, poga bereisha, mizbeach poga bereisha. You bump into the mizbeach first. Why do you bump into the mizbeach first? Because the Tanya, shulchan betzafon, the shulchan was on the north, mashach menakosel shtei amos u'metza, 2.5 amos away from the wall. So that the Eved Kahanim were able to stand all around to get the bread off. So if 2.5 amma wasn't touching the wall. If you look at the picture so if you're staring at the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Shulchan's on the right and the menorah's on the left. But it wasn't flush with the wall. It was 2.5 amma away from the wall on the right, so that you're able to Kahanim could go all around it. Yet Rashi says that menorah bedarim. The menorah was on the left side. Meshucha menakos al shteyamos u'mechza, and mizbeach mamutza. The mizbeach was right in the middle, but it was va'omed be'emtza mashach klape chut kima. It was a little bit forward. So when you walked in, the first keli you're going to hit is the mizbeach. Right. So the question is, the gevurah sevi esther. Didn't Abaye know that? What did Abaye say? So I don't know why. It's a tradition, but I don't know the reason. Well, didn't Abaye know? Didn't Abaye know this? It's a very good question. He says Abaye didn't know that the Mizbeach was not flush. It wasn't a line. But the Gemara is going to ask that in a second. V'nukme lahadayu. Well, why wasn't the Mizbeach in the same line as the menorah? Because the menorah and the Shulchan, they could see each other. They were like mamash lined up perfectly, and the Mizbeach was a little in front. So why wasn't the Mizbeach also in that row?
Well, he wanted them to see each other.
The Gemara answers, Kivan dechsives ha-menorah nochach ha-shulchan, the menorah is opposite the shulchan, be'inan dechazi adah, they have to see each other. And if the Mizbeach is in the middle, it's blocking. So didn't Abaye know all that? So what's Abaye thinking? I have a tradition, but I don't know the reason. Abaye didn't know this? I don't have an answer. It's a good question. Now, Amar Rava. Rava says, well, now that you're telling me this whole story about Ein Rav Yirin Alam Mitzvos, Shmamin Amid de Rish Lakish, now I know what Rish Lakish said. Avure Dira Atotefta Aser. To pass over the your Yad and to put tefillin on your Rosh first, that's Aser. Says Rashi, La'acher tefillin shebizroa, to delay putting on tefillin on your arm, Bishvil tefillin shel Rosh, that's Aser. Daha bizroa paga betchila, because you reach your arm first. Your arm's closer than your head.
To what?
To put them on.
What's closer?
Your arm.
Your hand is closer to your arm.
So when I have a choice, I can put on my rosh or my yad. What do I put on first? Put on your yad first. Why? It's closer. If you put on your rosh first, you're being over in my viewer and alam mitzvahs. Okay. says Tosfos. One second. Says what? That's how we paskin. So much so, listen to this Tosfos. Tosfos says Pirush Rashi, top Tosfos, Lahaniach Tefillin Barosh, Kodem Sheniach Tefillin Shal Yad. Usher, it's usher to do that. To come Avra Mitzvos Tefillin Shal Yad to Paga Bereisha Bizroa Kodem Sheyigi Al Rosh. You reach your hand before you reach your head.
In order to reach your head, you have to pass over your head.
Correct. So you exactly what Mr. Klaus said. In order to reach your head, you have to pass over your hand, and that's you're going out of order. Kasha says to us, 1 second. Lafi demai iria mi Rish Lakish. What do we need to support Rish Lakish for? In Menachos, we learned a different idea. Typically, mi de amar v'aperka komi tav in Menachos. Kishuaniach miniach shol yad v'achach shol rosh. You put on your yad first and then your rosh. Why? Dechziv ukshartem lo'oz al yodecha v'hayil totafos beninecha. First you put on your shol yad, then you put on your shol rosh. Why do I need this idea in my vir and a whole funny thing? It's a very pasuk in the Torah. Put on your yad first and then your rosh. Listen to Tosfos' two amazing answers. Upirish Rabbeinu Tam b'shem Rav Haigon Zatzal. Ever heard said the word Zatzal in Tosfos before? Zatzal says.
I think the last time they did it also, you found it.
Yeah, says Rabbeinu Tam in the name of Rav Haigon Zatzal. The Iri b'shah shecholets tefillin. No. We're talking about when you're taking your tefillin off, umanichem batik, and you're putting them into the bag, into the tefillin bag. Shelo yaver osan shel yad. The yitnein batik tchila ba'achak sharosh lamaila. Don't do that. Don't put your shel yad in the back and shel rosh in the front, because the im kain kishayavo lahaniach, when you put them on the next morning, yifka b'shel rosh tchila, you're gonna come to your shel rosh first. V'yitzdarech la'avir al mitzvos, you're gonna have to pass them over mishum. Dishal yad, yesh lahaniach tchila, kideperish, because you must put on the yad first. Lafikach, therefore, tzarech lahaniach betik shel rosh tchila, v'achakach shel yad lamaila. Put the rosh in first, put the shel yad in front of it, Tosfos says, so the next morning you reach the yad first. That resolves the contradiction. Of course, the reason why you put on your yad first is because of a pasuk. So what's this over here about Eim Avirin? Yeah. Now we all know every morning we put on a talis before tefillin. What if you pick up your tefillin first? What's the halacha? The halacha is you put them on. You put them on first. Why? Eim Avirin al mitzvahs. There's an idea of Baal Makodesh. That idea is very lovely. It doesn't beat Eim Avirin. Therefore, if it ever happens, you pick up your tefillin first, you have to put them on. That's the halacha. What about if you pick up your shel rosh first? Says Tosfos, you put them down. You're going to violate Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos. But what could you do? You have to put on the yad first. Says Tosfos, don't get into that situation. Don't put yourself in that matzav, where you're going to have to violate Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos. Therefore, make sure the rosh are in the back. That's what people have in mind. Like they put the yad a little bit in the... Sometimes the tefillin bag is too tight. My tefillin bag, they don't even fit side by side. They don't even fit side by side. It's slightly too, a little short. I mean, they might do it on purpose. Therefore, the yad comes a little in front, so you reach it first. If they're side by side, make sure your hand touches the rosh, the yad first. Because if it touches the rosh first, you're still putting on the yad first. But then you violate the Eim Avirin Al Mitzvos.
Put the yad on one side.
What?
Yad goes where?
Rosh is right. So we'll start with an R. Rosh goes on the right. Okay, when I was 13 years old, someone told me that. I never forgot it.
Right?
Yeah.
You're right or the bag's right?
The bag's right. Now, that's one answer. That's one answer. Right, exactly. That's a good one. That's one pshat. Another amazing pshat. Rabbeinu Eliyahu Zatzal Mefarish. Rabbeinu Eliyahu explains, Dil'inyan mishamish ayri. We have an idea of touching your tefillin. D'chayiv adam l'mashmesh b'tefillin b'chol shah. Kavachomer mitzit. People, you're supposed to touch your tefillin. Doesn't mean every second. Whenever you get inspired. Certain times during Shema. So what do? Hash d'kamar b'shal yad m'mashmesh t'chila. So when you're going to do that, do the yad first. Why? Mishom t'paga b'hu reisha. Because it's closer. Your yad is closer than your rosh. Whenever you're going to do that, you're going to touch your tefillin and kiss your hand. And all these mystical ideas. It's wonderful. It's great. Do the yad first. That's all it means. Then you touch the shal rosh. That's all it means. Of course, the yad. So that, by the way, from this tosus, this is a very important halacha, which is if you pick up your shorosh first, you put them down, and you put on your yad first, which is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Even though you're going to violate ein mavir in ala mitzvos, you have no choice. The pasuk says put on your yad first. Don't get into that situation. Don't fall into that trap, and therefore make the yad, make sure that you touch the yad first, which is why you're supposed to have your talus even before that. So you put your talus on first. But that we said, if you pass over your talus, you will put your tefillin on first. Before your talus, which is a funny thing, but that's the halacha. Okay. Next. Where am I? Oh, Hechi Ovid. Back to the Gemara. Hechi Ovid, what do you do? So, Madara Lutotefta. Midara Lutotefta. The hand before the head. Very simple. Next. Fatavas Chamesh Neros Kodom Ladam Tamid. The five Neros come before the Dam Tamid. The Dam Tamid Kodom Latavas Shtei Neros. Then the Dam Tamid comes before the two Neros. My time, what's the reason for that? So Amar Abaya, Hahu Baboker Boker, Hahu Baboker Baboker, the Shnei Gizri Yetzim, the Lo Tzrichi. It says Baboker Baboker, but the two Gizri Yetzim, and that's not necessary. Because we know other Makaros that we know it's in the morning. So Shadinu Lahacha. So we take the two Bokers, Chad Shadayel Latavas Chamesh Neros. One, to tell you that the five Neros, the Lakad Vil Dam Tamid, that it comes before the Dam Tamid. The Chad, Shadayu, the Dam Tamid, the Naktimid Latava Shtei Neros. And the other one to tell you that the Dam of the Tamid comes before the other two Neros. Chad, Shadayu, Latava Chamesh Neros, the Lakad Bil Dam Tamid. The Hacha, it comes out, by Atavas Neros, Tulasa. There are three Bokers. Why? Because one Pasuk says, Baboker, Baboker, Bativos Neros. We're taking a third one from the Gizri Eitzim, I have three of them. Vahacha, Trey. And by the carbon tamid, I only have two bokers. Why? Because it says one, you gave me the second boker from the Shnei Gizri Eitzim, three beats two. Therefore, V'chad Shadayel L'dam Tamid, the Nekai B'Tav Shtei Neiros. And how do I know the Dam Tamid comes before the two Neiros? Af Agav, Tahacha Trey, V'Hacha Trey. Even though they're two and two, Mechaper Adif, Mechaper is better. Says Rashi, Hani Mechapri, Sha'ola Mechaperes alase vialosase shenitek lase. The carbon tamid is an ola, and ola is mechaper for ases, and losase is anitek lase. Therefore, that comes first. Why do you have to break up the five and the two? We'll get to that tomorrow, I think.
Before they were worrying about which one you would count the first, the Mizbeach, the Menorah, but now we're going back outside to take care of the...
Right, so once I go...
Going in, you're going out, and then you're going back...
So there's no issue. Because I'm stopping in the middle to do something else.
Yeah.
So, I hear, that's a good question. It must be... So we're going to see tomorrow why we're doing it like that. We'll see it soon. I'm only a papal abaya. The Ema, say it like this. Chad l'shadai l'dishan Mizbeach apanimi. But like this, happens like this. One is to tell you to clean out the inner mizbeach, the naktim l'dam tamid, the hacha tlasa, because by dashin there'll be three, the hacha trey, and now by dam there'll be two. V'chad, and the other one, shadai l'dam tamid, throw it to the dam tamid, the kodim l'atavas chamesh neiros, that it should come before the five neiros, the af al-gaf, the hacha trey, v'hacha trey, mechaper adif. Why don't we say that? Im kain, if you're going to say that, Afsuke b'may mafakas lehu. What's going to break up? What avoda can you have to break up the menorah? The menorah has to be broken up. It can't be done in one shot. It has to be broken up. So if you're going to do the dama tamid before that, what's going to break up this avoda of the menorah? The menorah has to be broken up. How does it have to be broken up? Says Rashi, Imkain right here. The mikademes le ledam hatamid. Afsuke what's going to break up the menorah? According to Abishol, which is like we're going. Kivon de Islay Metav Achakach Yaktir. Since it has to be done in two stages, if you're going to do it like that, you're going to put the dam out of order. It's all out of order. It has to be broken up. Why does it have to be broken up? Now, by the way, why do we have to break it up? One second. So if you want to tell me like Rish Lakish, why you break it up? You break it up to create a stir. Look at this. They're going to the menorah. Now they're doing something else. They're going back to the menorah. Unbelievable what goes on there at the base of Mikdash. If that's the reason why you break it up, what kind of reason is that? Okay, it's a good, that's a very nice reason. It's such an important reason that there should be a stir in the base of Mikdash. So for that reason, I would say, yeah, make the dam beforehand. That's the kind of reason is that. It's a good reason. It's nice. It's a stir. It's not a chiyuv. El Rab Yochanan, the Amar Baboker, Baboker, Chalkehu, Lishnei Bekarim. But according to Rab Yochanan, it's a pasuk. It says Baboker, Baboker, meaning it has to be done in two stages. Michael Amen, but there's no answer to that question. Meaning, that's why the Dam has to break it up. Amar Ravina Ravashi, Hai Baboker, Baboker, the Eitim, Mi Miyater. One second. Is the Baboker, Baboker by Eitim, is that even extra? Hamibayle Lagufe. We need it for itself. The Kamarachmana, Nakdamu Lamaracha, Shnei Shal Ketores. It had to come before the second maracha for the ketores. Amalei v'lav biyokimna alei v'lo chaverta machal de isal chaverta. Didn't we already say that already? Didn't we explain that it meant here was the fire, not on the little one, meaning it came first. So that's the answer. The answer is the babokers are extra because I already know the maracha gedola comes before the maracha shnia by the fact that it said aleha. Aleha means v'lo ala chaverta. Now, ma'ishna the aved atavas chamesh neiros bereisha neved atavas shtei neiros bereisha. So, why are you doing it in this funny order? 5 and 2. Have a 2 and 5. Somebody says, no. Kivan the aschil behu aved rov. Once you start, you have to do rov. So then, v'neved shis. Why not do 6? 6 and 1. Amar kra no beitivus haneiros yakti renu. It says plural, which means whenever they're going to be there, there has to be at least 2. The A Neros Pachos Mishtayim. And Neros cannot be less than 2. Batavas Shte Neros Kademis Likatores. Amar Kra, Beitivu es Haneros, Fahadar Yakti Renu. The Katores. We're going to stop here. Oh, 1 second. We're stopping here. The Katores de Levarim.
Yeah,
we're going to stop here. Why not 4 and 3?
Yeah, why not 4 and 3?
I don't know. It's a good question. Why not 4 and 3? I can't believe no one asked that question. I don't have an answer. What? All right, so we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Katar's Levarim. Tomorrow and Friday are like really, really, tomorrow's short daf, but it's not easy at all. It's a massive, massive Tosfos. Massive. But it must be the biggest Tosfos in Shah. Look how big it is. It starts in Lamed Daled Amud Beis and it goes all the way to Lamed Hei. It's huge. Okay, it's all about Shabbos, by the way. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.